the River of Life. Revelation chapter 22 continues on to describe the river of the water of life. Our minds immediately go to the event with the woman at the well, of whom Jesus offered a drink of the water of life. John 4, verses 7 through 14. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof of himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Water has always been an essential part of our natural lives. We always take precaution to drink water in its purest form, as it will keep us hydrated to help maintain our health. If we are sick, it will help us to live. Water cleans and revives. It is natural for a wounded animal to seek water. They instinctively know it is critical to get to water for them to live. As a child, we had springs and streams we could drink from directly. How different than today? The waters have become so polluted it is difficult to get a drink of pure water anymore. At one time it was not only pure, it was free. It will be that way again in the new earth. Is it any wonder God calls this eternal water for our souls the river of the water of life? Just as water is the sustenance of life for our natural lives, this eternal water is God's very life and character, feeding us his attributes for eternity. Revelations 22, 1 and 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The river of the water of life flows down the middle of the great street of the city. Notice where it begins its flow, directly from the throne of God, the only place in the universe that is the source of eternal life and peace.